Test 2, Part 3. Now turn to Part 3. You will listen to Dr. Marshall Evans, head of the Order of Physicians, explaining at a conference why smoking must be banned in every public space. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at Part 3.
You will listen to Dr. Marshall Evans, Chief of the Order of Physicians, offering his listeners a range of reasons why smoking should be prohibited in public places.
Good morning, everyone. Smoking is one of the leading killers all over the world, and innocent people shouldn't die because of it. For years, people have been smoking in public, thinking, "It's my body, I can do whatever I want to it." But now they should not be allowed to smoke around other people in public. Smoking in public places causes a considerable amount of harm to people, and the government should be doing more to protect citizens. Cigarettes are full of many harmful substances, and if many people knew what they were inhaling, they would probably quit immediately. Cigarette smoke contains thousands of chemicals, over 60 of which can cause cancer. Many of the ingredients in cigarettes are not substances that humans usually consume, but smokers and the non-smokers around them do. Some of the ingredients contained in cigarettes are a type of rat poison, a type of paint stripper, a type of toilet cleaner, lighter fuel, the chemical found in mothballs, poison that was once used in gas chambers, and there's even a type of rocket fuel found in cigarettes. Now, after years of study, it is known that in America, someone is more likely to die from second-hand smoke than by a car or a gun. Thousands and thousands of people die from second-hand smoke every year, and many smokers don't realise the harm that they are doing to their friends, family, and people that they don't even know until it's too late. Many children of adults who smoke shall grow up to have cancer or lung disease. Children of mothers who smoked while they were pregnant will have cancer, lung disease, or some type of respiratory disease when they are born. Many children and adults have breathing problems such as asthma, and when they go out to eat dinner with their families in a restaurant, they suffer from attacks. To them, smoking around them is like choking them. Eventually, the air is going to run out. Today, smoking kills more people than alcohol, car accidents, murders, suicides, illegal drugs and fires combined. Even though there are many different statistics on the effects of smoking and secondhand smoke and the harm they can do, there are still many different opinions on the subject. There are many opposing viewpoints on banning smoking in public places. Non-smokers argue that banning smoking in public places will keep non-smokers healthy, including waiters, waitresses and bartenders. Others argue that by banning smoking in public places, the government is imposing on their freedom. Many restaurant and bar owners think that banning smoking in bars and restaurants will decrease business. But a counter-argument to this is that only 20% of the city's population are smokers, and when the smoking ban is in place, that other 80% will go out to bars and restaurants, and that will dramatically increase business. There are many different opposing arguments to banning smoking, and the debate will probably never end. Smoking should be banned in public places because, even though some think it will impose on their freedom, smoking is full of harmful substances, and people should be able to go out to bars and restaurants without the fear of having an asthma attack or getting lung disease. Everyone should have the freedom to live and breathe freely. We have a right to clean air and to a safe environment. Smoking should be banned in public places for many reasons. We find smoking to be irritating for a number of reasons. The smell of smoke is awful. It clings to your clothing, and it affects the breath of the smoker. Smoke in the air is also irritating to the eyes, causing them to water and itch. Personal hygiene is affected too. Smoke stains your teeth and can cause sores inside the mouth. Smoking, simply put, just looks stupid. Smokers, whether they like it or not, are criticised and judged daily by strangers just for having a cigarette in their mouth. Frankly, we believe smoking to be a complete waste of the time spent smoking and the money.
Now you will hear part three again.
You will listen to Dr. Marshall Evans, Chief of the Order of Physicians, offering his listeners a range of reasons why smoking should be prohibited in public places.
Good morning, everyone. Smoking is one of the leading killers all over the world, and innocent people shouldn't die because of it. For years, people have been smoking in public, thinking, it's my body, I can do whatever I want to it. But now they should not be allowed to smoke around other people in public. Smoking in public places causes a considerable amount of harm to people, and the government should be doing more to protect citizens. Cigarettes are full of many harmful substances, and if many people knew what they were inhaling, they would probably quit immediately. Cigarette smoke contains thousands of chemicals, over 60 of which can cause cancer. Many of the ingredients in cigarettes are not substances that humans usually consume, but smokers and the non-smokers around them do. Some of the ingredients contained in cigarettes are a type of rat poison, a type of paint stripper, a type of toilet cleaner, lighter fuel, the chemical found in mothballs, poison that was once used in gas chambers, and there's even a type of rocket fuel found in cigarettes. Now, after years of study, it is known that in America, someone is more likely to die from second-hand smoke than by a car or a gun. Thousands and thousands of people die from second-hand smoke every year, and many smokers don't realise the harm that they are doing to their friends, family, and people that they don't even know until it's too late. Many children of adults who smoke shall grow up to have cancer or lung disease. Children of mothers who smoked while they were pregnant will have cancer, lung disease, or some type of respiratory disease when they are born. Many children and adults have breathing problems such as asthma, and when they go out to eat dinner with their families in a restaurant, they suffer from attacks. To them, smoking around them is like choking them. Eventually, the air is going to run out. Today, smoking kills more people than alcohol, car accidents, murders, suicides, illegal drugs and fires combined. Even though there are many different statistics on the effects of smoking and secondhand smoke and the harm they can do, there are still many different opinions on the subject. There are many opposing viewpoints on banning smoking in public places. Non-smokers argue that banning smoking in public places will keep non-smokers healthy, including waiters, waitresses and bartenders. Others argue that by banning smoking in public places, the government is imposing on their freedom. Many restaurant and bar owners think that banning smoking in bars and restaurants will decrease business. But a counter-argument to this is that only 20% of the city's population are smokers, and when the smoking ban is in place, that other 80% will go out to bars and restaurants, and that will dramatically increase business. There are many different opposing arguments to banning smoking, and the debate will probably never end. Smoking should be banned in public places because, even though some think it will impose on their freedom, smoking is full of harmful substances, and people should be able to go out to bars and restaurants without the fear of having an asthma attack or getting lung disease. Everyone should have the freedom to live and breathe freely. We have a right to clean air and to a safe environment. Smoking should be banned in public places for many reasons. We find smoking to be irritating for a number of reasons. The smell of smoke is awful. It clings to your clothing, and it affects the breath of the smoker. Smoke in the air is also irritating to the eyes, causing them to water and itch. Personal hygiene is affected too. Smoke stains your teeth and can cause sores inside the mouth. Smoking, simply put, just looks stupid. Smokers, whether they like it or not, are criticised and judged daily by strangers just for having a cigarette in their mouth. Frankly, we believe smoking to be a complete waste of the time spent smoking and the money.
That's the end of part 3.